Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. O loving and gracious Father, we thank you this morning. For this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this time to share your word with your people. We ask, O Father God, that you look over us in a special way during these very, very difficult times. We ask that you shower your blessings, your healing, and your comfort upon your people this day. And we'll give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Many would agree with me that we are currently living in very difficult times. And we are searching for the right answers to the issues that we face. And we are trying to know what is the best direction to take. What is the best time to make a move? Shall we go now? How shall we proceed? We are all trying to figure out what is best for our families. And we are asking, how do we live in the midst of a pandemic? Just how? There are many voices coming from all sectors of society and from all directions. These voices are clamoring for our attention. How do we handle the situation? For the people of God, our desire must be to hear the voice of God. And my message this morning is titled, Discerning the Voice of God. In the midst of all the voices and all the clamor and confusion, our desire must be to discern God's voice. So we move in the direction, that pathway he has made for us. How can we hear God's voice in the consistent clamor of voices? Yes, coming from different directions with confusing messages. They're not on one accord. The word discern means to detect or distinguish. So we must distinguish God's voice, and we must have that desire to hear his voice. In other words, we must position ourselves to hear from God and spend time in God's presence. So we need to seek our answers, seek some direction, see what other men and women of God, seek the scriptures for direction in this situation. Let's look at the Old Testament and look at the prophet Elijah, who was faced with a very difficult position. And he had a desire to hear from God. He had a really difficult situation, I should say. Elijah was tired. He might, what you call, was worn out. He was at his end, weak. He needed strength. And he needed God's direction. A strong prophet, a man of God. We read about this event in 1 Kings and in chapter 19. Elijah was on the run. Some background information. He was on the run. After winning a great contest with the God of Baal and shaming the Baal prophets by showing off God's power, the power of God, he killed the prophets of Baal. Well, that victory did not sit very well with the woman in power, Jezebel. Jezebel put a hit out on Elijah, and he was scared and went on the run. Yes, fearful and weak. And that might be some of our positions today in the midst of this pandemic. Let's look at how Elijah handled this predicament. Beginning at verse 4, 1 Kings chapter 19. Scripture said, but he went by himself. He went a day's journey in the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die, and said, it is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers. Elijah, the great prophet, who came out on the winning end of a great display of God's power, is ready to give up. Some of us might be ready to give up. And judging ourselves, saying that we are no better than our fathers. We are no better. Give up. There's no value in us at this point. Ready to give up. That was his state. We can identify with his weakness. Then as he laid and slept under the broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. Jehovah Jireh, the provider. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. Strengthen. So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, was his provider. Strengthened by the Lord. And that's what you and I need. Strength that comes from the Lord. And the scripture continues. It says, and there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? So God seeks to know what's going on in our lives. And he was inquiring. And it gave Elijah that opportunity to talk to God, to tell God all his troubles. Yes, we need to do that too. We are troubled today on every side in this pandemic situation. Every side. It have affected almost every sector of society and almost every country of the world. Tell God all your troubles. So the scripture says in verse 10, so he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, and for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. He just revealed all his troubles to the Lord. I tried to do what was right. Lord, I tried to do what was right, and now this woman seek to take my life. So as he revealed himself, God, revelation to Elijah was one that he desired. He told God everything. He told the one who knows to all his troubles, who understands, who can give him direction. It was the voice of God that he was yearning to hear, that he was in position to hear. God speaks. He cannot speak to you and I unless we are in position to hear. So we can pour our cares. We can cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Be in position. The scripture says in verse 11, then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. A still small voice. That's where he heard. That was the still, after all that action, was the still small voice of the Lord. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Suddenly, a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? And it was from that point Elijah got direction from the Lord to proceed on his journey. Yes, we at a point where we need to proceed on the journey. The question we must ask ourselves is, am I in position to discern God's voice? To tune out the other voices? To hear that still small voice? Can I pull myself away and be in God's presence? To pray? To seek his face? Yes, even in the midst of ministry and midst of all the confusion. I will share you some words from Mother Teresa, who was that missionary that did such great work in India. She said, listen in silence, because if your heart is full of other things, you cannot hear the voice of God. We cannot be so caught up in everything else that we do not put ourselves in a position to hear the voice of God. As a matter of fact, if you look through the Psalms, you would see that yearning for the psalmist said they want to hear the voice of God. In Psalm 63:1, David said, "O God, you are my God, early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water." Yes, things are dry. Yes, we're in fearful conditions. We need direction. We need to discern the voice of God. Yes, it may require early rising when things are quiet and the sun is not yet shining, that you wake up and seek God's face so that you can listen to his voice. This must not just be a duty, something that you do as a Christian, but it is a desire to strengthen your relationship with God. God called all his people by their name. And he calls us all to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek his face. E.M. Bounds, the great pastor and writer, penned these words: "Our laziness after God is our crying sin. The children of this world are far wiser than we. They are at it early and late. We do not seek God with ardor and diligence. No man gets God who does not follow hard after him. And no soul follows hard after God who is not after him in early morn." Yes, we must seek him. Yes, we must seek him early. Yes, we should seek him with delight. I remember my father, who was a very early riser, like early, 4 o'clock in the morning early. And after his prayer time, he sang one of his special songs. And many of you know these, the words of the song in the garden. But it's talking about that time of seeking God. "I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, it's the song of God discloses. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy that we share as we tarry there, no other has ever known. He speaks and the song of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing. And the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing." We need to hear the voice of God. It's going to ring in your heart. It's going to take the fears away. It's going to show you the direction to take. We are living in the midst of a pandemic. There are many voices, but our desire is to discern God's voice. We might be fearful like Elijah, but like Elijah, we will seek the Lord. Like Elijah, we will be strengthened by the Lord. Like Elijah, we will get direction from the Lord. During this time, remember Psalm 46 and 10. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I'll be exalted in all the Lord, in all the earth." The Lord will be exalted. Seek his face. Discern his voice. Thank God. Amen.